We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and we want to welcome you today as we talk about the word renewal. And whether it's renewal and refreshing of a relationship, whether it is renewal in different seasons of the year, but when we are renewed, you know what? We have got fresh legs in order to tackle whatever comes our way.
Which reminds me of a story, and we were seated in the middle of one of those Japanese steakhouses, you know, when you're seated around the hibachi grill, and they're making the little volcano steam out of the onions, and just having a great old time. We met this couple who were from a very hot southern state. And they asked us where we were from, and we're from the Midwest, where we get the change of seasons. And they looked at us and they shook their head and they said, how can you live there? I mean, it's frigid. We've only been up there once and it's cold. And we said, you're not a kidding, it's cold. I mean, at certain times of the year, it's below zero. We're packed in. We've got ice and snow everywhere. But we've got the extreme too, where just a few months later, it might be sticky and hot and 90 degrees. But in between those two seasons, we've got these two extremes. We are fortunate enough to experience what we are going to talk about in between. And Gary, it's a season of renewal.
Well, you know what? Every season brings renewal, Barb.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, when springtime comes and the flowers start budding and the trees start budding, there's a sense of renewal. And then you kick
in life.
This new life. Then you kick into summer and you know what? You get to kick off your shoes. And
it's freedom. 24/7.
Yeah.
You can play outside.
Well, we can't play outside.
No, but our kids and our grandkids can. It's great.
So it's just, you know, being released from some of the, you know, just the all the systems that kind of drive us the other 9 months of the year. And then you get into fall and it's football season.
It also takes away the humidity along with it.
Oh, and Barb, it's just beautiful. I love fall. And I love the first couple of weeks of spring and that really rich time of fall where it's crisp in the evening. And then when the snow comes, you know what? It is beautiful in areas of the north where we live up in Iowa. And you just see that snow falling, and it's a new landscape, and it is absolutely beautiful.
The white, clean snow that covers the ground.
Yeah.
With every season, Gary, there is renewal. There's something different that we see externally, but it's happening internally as well. Change can bring renewal.
Well, Barb, in Romans 12, Paul talks about not being conformed to the world, but being renewed by the renewing of your mind and being transformed through that renewal. I mean, let us talk about renewal and what that does to all of us, not just with the seasons, not with just what part of the country or what part of what state you live in, but you know what? What is it that renews the spirit and the heart of a husband, of a wife, of a marriage, of a family? And let's talk about that today.
Well, let's talk about change, because change will come our way whether we plan it, schedule it, or not. And change can come in very difficult times, weary times, withering times. Mm-hmm. And it's our perspective, it's our attitude on what we're going to allow it to either push us over and topple us, or Gary, if we can take that change and we can say, you know what, we're going to push through and we're going to allow this to work for us. And there is going to be a renewing in my spirit that I am going to get all the best out of this that is possible, because it will be our attitude that really renews and shapes our experience in our marriage and makes it stronger and deeper, and that we will decide to come out of it on the other side of it together. Or, like I said, it can just divide. So really, when change happens, whether we're looking externally at the season or it's within our circumstances, it could be a life, illness, it could be any number of things. So what are you going to do? Let's go for the gusto and get all the best out of it.
Well, you know, Barb, I go back to what Paul says in Romans 12, because he says, don't be conformed, be transformed. And it reminds me that somebody told us that there used to be a sign at the entrance to the Alaskan Highway that said, choose your rut carefully because you're going to be in it for the next 200 miles. And I love that vision of that, you know, choose your rut, because when you get into a back road, there's a rut there. And if you slide into it, you know what, you're conforming to what's already there. If you're going to transform it, like Paul says, by the renewing of your mind, you know what, then you need to choose to step out of it. And I love what he says, don't be conformed, be transformed. And he uses one word, renew, renew, renewed. You've got to change your thinking. You've got to change your thinking, which ultimately changes your behaviors and your self-talk and can impact your emotions. You choose to take each of those thoughts captive and you focus on what is positive rather than allowing that negative stinking thinking to draw you down into that rut.
Well, when I think about renewing our minds, it's going to be the Word of God through the power of Jesus Christ. And whenever we speak the word out loud, Gary, it is so life-changing. There is such power in the word. And yet at the same time, I'm reminded that when the days are hard and the hours are hard, and sometimes it's just getting through the next 5 minutes, that we've got to be in a position of talking it through, meditating not only on the word, but meditating in our heart in a conversation, an active, dynamic conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ as far as talking to him, talking back and forth, and just speaking out loud, oh, thank you, Lord. We're going to get through this. Thank you, God, that I can say thank you because everything comes under your sovereign power. Thank you, God, that you are still in control, even though I am not or our circumstances are not. And it will be through that transformation of your mind, through focusing on the word and a ongoing relationship with the Lord Jesus, that gets us through. Sometimes it's 5 minutes at a time, which leads to an hour, and an hour leads to another hour. And before you know it, we've gotten through the day. And folks, isn't one day enough? I mean, just to focus your thoughts and your attitude, it's enough. Our minds are not wired to get into all of our tomorrows. So as far as replacing our thinking, how about when we ask God to just invade our marriage relationship? When we start thinking about what would my spouse like to do, you know, when we're enjoying activities together, instead of always having to go my way, that will renew our marriage. Thinking more about what your spouse wants instead of just your own independent thinking.
You know, and Barb, that really is renewal. And it may not just be in a marriage. It may be in an attitude towards a friendship or towards a child or a parent or somebody at work or somebody at church or in your community, in your neighborhood. I mean, it is choosing to take those thoughts and grabbing them, taking them captive, as the scripture says, take each thought captive through the power of Jesus Christ, and you challenge that thought, and you rethink it, and you choose to renew it and to refresh it. And you know what, Barb, when you do that, you feel empowered, and that empowerment helps us really change the course of a relationship that could be diminishing, and instead it gives it new legs.
When we ask God to give us his mind, the power of renewal through the power of Jesus Christ and his word, Gary, what we can do is override our thoughts and replace our old thoughts with new thoughts, words and thoughts of encouraging one another, encouraging our children, encourage our marriage relationship, encouraging those relationships that when we're tested, we restrain from saying what we might have said like last year or a few months ago or even yesterday when you've got a divine restraint and yet you seek to bring out the best in that person because you know that they're dealing with insecurity or they're dealing with their own issues and not everything they're carrying has to do with you. That they're carrying their own luggage,
so to speak.
Well,
there's a new thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about what relationships in your life need renewal.
Mm.
Is it your marriage? Is it with your in-laws? Is it with your children? Is it with your friends? Let's ask God and invite Jesus Christ to give us his mindset to renew us, to change us, so that we can impact the world with his presence in relationship instead of bringing ourselves into it. Let's replace it with a new mindset, who is Jesus Christ.
You know, Barb, when we unpack the 6 secrets to a lasting love with our entire ministry message, the 6th secret is renewing love. And that's how important we think it is. Let's renew. Let's refresh. Let's start over. Some people say, it's so hard. Well, you know what? You start with one renewing thought at a time. Find us on Facebook to continue this conversation at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com.